non-organic marketing methods are not working so good. It doesn't make financial sense the way that it used to. Organic marketing methods, on the other hand, are fresh, are new. They're working right now. Active referrals are powerful. Seeing if these folks are hurting in the way that you help. It's Nikki. How you doing? I wanted to check in on you. How's business going? How's your health going? How's your relationships going?
Welcome to the Thought Leader Revolution with Nikki Ballou. Join the revolution. There's never been a better time in history to speak your truth, find your freedom, and make your fortune. Each week, we interview the world's top thought leaders and learn the secrets of how they built a 6 to 7 figure practice. This episode has been brought to you by eCircleAcademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.
Welcome to the exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. I'm your host, Nikki Ballou, and boy, do we have an exciting episode for you today. Thought Leader Nugget number 153. And today's Thought Leader Nugget is about a very, very important topic. Mark Von Mueser and I have been talking about this both privately and on all the episodes he's come on in the last little while. And this topic is organic marketing methods. Why is this such an important topic, Nikki? I'm glad you asked. Here's the reason. Because non-organic marketing methods are not working so good. Paid traffic is not working so good. It's working, but it's getting more and more costly and expensive. And for a lot of people, it doesn't make financial sense the way that it used to. And other methods like launches, not working so good either. Similar reason, they're not working as good as they used to. Blogging, not working so great because it's not something that most people are paying attention to the way that they used to. Organic marketing methods, on the other hand, are fresh, are new. They're working right now. So what are some organic marketing methods, you ask? Well, first and foremost, it's calling people in your own warm network. That is an organic marketing method. That's people you already have relationships with, picking up the phone and calling them and saying, hey, it's Nikki. How you doing? Catching up with them and saying, hey, I wanted to check in on you. How's business going? How's your health going? How's your relationships going? And really, really checking in and seeing if these folks are hurting in the way that you help. That's what these help calls are all about. Now, there's folks that say, send them a message first, call them about something else first, then call them in 2 weeks. You can do all that. I don't believe in that. You call now, you speak now. Now, there's an energy in now. There's a power in now. There's an organicness in now that nothing else can bring to the freaking table. The power of now. So get on the phone and call people. Call people. Call people. Speak to them. That's important. Secondly, referrals. Referrals, and I don't mean passive referrals that people just decide to give you a referral. I mean active referrals. I mean going to your existing and past clients and asking them, who do you know who's hurting and could use the special brand of help that I provide, and sitting with them until they actually give you a name, because active referrals are powerful. Active referrals get shit done for you. Because you're not waiting on somebody to give you a referral, you are actually soliciting them. And who better to give you referrals but people who already know you, who've already worked with you? Those people are the best people to give you referrals. That's a powerful organic marketing method. Referrals, active referrals, not passive referrals where you're waiting on them, but active referrals where you seek out the referral. That's an organic marketing method. Okay, Nikki, I'm liking this. Organic marketing methods. What else is an organic marketing method? Tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. Great question. Organic marketing method number 3. We've been talking about this on the podcast lately with some frequency. And this is podcasting, 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 having your own podcast like I do, is a fantastic way to generate business. Your podcast can attract listeners to you, can attract buyers to you. Having a podcast is amazing. It's supercalifragilistic. Amazing. Now, your podcast is a way to attract people that have never heard of you. And it's organic. It's not costing you any money. Unlike paid traffic, for example. So a podcast, having your own podcast, having a YouTube channel, doing lives on Facebook, doing lives on Instagram, on LinkedIn. These are all powerful ways. And I put them all under the generic umbrella of podcasting, of generating organic marketing traffic, organic sales. It's beautiful. I love it. And then there's podcast guesting. That's where you go and you be a guest on someone else's show. And because of you being a guest on their show, you get business. Yay! I love it. Podcast guesting is where it's at. Podcast guesting is where it's at. And I'm telling you, if you want to find out more about podcast guesting and how it can help you, feel free to jump on my calendar. Go to eastcircleacademy.com/appointment, and I'll do a 45-minute call with you where I'll explain to you exactly how you can make money with this, because I've generated now over $360,000 part-time, 5 hours a week, podcast guesting. It's a beautiful thing. It truly, truly is. And if you've been doing things in the past like paid traffic and funnels, and it's not working for you right now, organic marketing is what you need to look at next. Jump all over it, make it happen for yourself. And call your warm market, ask for referrals, start doing podcasting, either create your own podcast show or a YouTube channel, or do Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, LinkedIn Lives, or start getting booked on podcasts and getting paid. And that's my methodology. And if you need to find out more about how it can work, reach back out to me. Let's make it happen for you. I know this has been an awesome episode, and I know that you got a ton of value out of it. And if you did, share it with somebody who needs to hear it. And that wraps up today's Thought Leader Nugget. Baloo!